Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, as of Friday, both HSHS hospitals in the Chippewa Valley, Sacred Heart in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, have closed permanently after some 135 years of service and mission in the area. We've got reaction. Plus, we'll hear from OneFest founder Heather Fleshinsky about the Christian Music Festival's move from the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls to the Fest Grounds in Cadott this August. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Yes, Friday it happened. A Facebook post via the HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital Facebook page stated, quote, HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls have permanently closed as of March 22, 2024. The message continued to say, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to the patients and community members our hospitals have been privileged to serve. HSHS is deeply grateful and proud of how our colleagues have fulfilled Hospital Sisters' healing mission here for more than 140 years. Meanwhile, on Thursday in Eau Claire, outside of Sacred Heart, an honor walk was held, and a similar reception was given to those coming out of St. Joe's Hospital on noon on Friday. Clint Berge, who's worked in communications and marketing at Sacred Heart the past couple of years, said it's been wonderful working there.
It's really appreciative for everything this hospital's done for our community, and it's sad to see it go. It's provided care to a lot of people over the years, and it's going to be a loss for the community.
Berge says his wife, Paige, worked as an RN at Sacred Heart for about 10 years.
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been tough. Found out that same day the rest of the community did back in January, and it was tough to process. It's been tough to kind of watch as it's phased out over the past couple of months, and just knowing that the end is here, it's a sad time.
Beyond work, Berge says the hospital's closing is difficult for more personal reasons as well.
Two daughters and a son. They were all three born here. Okay. Knowing that this isn't going to be here for the future of our family is tough.
Berge says he's been able to secure other employment.
Yeah, I have another job working for the Diocese of La Crosse, so very excited about that. Continue working in a Catholic ministry, so hoping for the best.
Rory and Connie Young, owners of Crumble Cookies in Eau Claire, were on hand at Thursday's Honor Walk outside serving up fresh cookies. Rory says before moving here,
in Denver, I worked at a hospital in the blood cancer research area for 14 and a half years, so 15 years. Mm-hmm. And to see a hospital that has served its community and people so faithfully through the years, to see the people, you know, just walking out, is personally a heartfelt and remorseful thing. Because I know, having worked for a place like that, how much of your own heart you put into it. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's a personal thing.
Judy Barton drove 2 hours to be on hand for Thursday's honor walk to show care, concern, and support for her daughter, Tristan Lang, who's worked in ultrasound at Sacred Heart.
How has this, how has she received this news, and how has it impacted the family?
I would say the news was very shocking to the family, and now it seems like everyone has to make a lot of adjustments to make things work for them financially and for their mental well-being.
Debbie Horner was one of many former Sacred Heart employees who returned for Thursday's honor walk.
Well, I started my nursing career here at Sacred Heart Hospital in 1991, worked here for 13 years. So my father also was a surgeon here. Lots of history. Lots of friends that work here, past and current. And I'm just very sad, and I just want to support them and just be here. This is huge.
Yeah, it is.
This is sure. Huge. So.
Sure. Mm-hmm. How do you think? What do you think about how the community is rallying, and what do you think will happen going forward here?
I think a lot's going to happen going forward. You know, a lot of sad things and a lot of good things. And look at all the people here right now. This is amazing. It's just, you know, you didn't know who was going to show up, but
right.
This is what I thought would happen, and this is what is happening.
Horner says,
someone just said to me, it feels like a funeral, and it kind of is an honor walk.
Sure.
But I'm not sure. I just know I wanted to be here.
Lori Van Dam served as an infection prevention employee health nurse at Sacred Heart. She says,
it's overwhelming to see the support of the community. We loved it here. It was a wonderful place to work, full of hope and joy. And it's sad to see it fold.
And what would you say to those who are concerned about the healthcare needs being met in the Chippewa Valley and the departure with the departure here?
It is concerning. There are going to be increased wait times. There are going to be things such as being shipped out of state, St. Paul, you know, Minneapolis, Regents. So it's a concern. It's a definite concern. And I think our community should brace for that. It's going to be a hole. Yes, there are two other hospitals in the area, but there's a lot to manage. So it's not going to be an easy transition.
And what will Van Dam do now?
I am actually going to be employed at Dove Healthcare here in Eau Claire, and I'm looking forward to that as well. And I'm grateful that when this door closed, another one opened up. So God is good. He is good.
I asked Dr. Bill Cayley for his reaction to the closing.
Well, I think the closure is just, it's bad for the whole community. I think we're being left behind. And, you know, this is an institution that's been here to provide care, and now they're up and leaving, which I think is awful. I work for the Prevea residency both in Eau Claire and Augusta. Our clinic should be closed at the end of June, which is going to also leave a lot of people high and dry.
There's been a lot of people trying to step up in various ways, and yet, obviously, it's going to be a challenge moving ahead.
Yeah, yeah, a big challenge. And, you know, I think the way the community has come together after the announcement, I think, has been terrific. I think it shows that there was the desire to make things work was there all along. And it's too bad nothing was done sooner.
Dr. Cayley says he's still looking for his next job and is planning to stay in the area because of family. Mark Anderson says,
I spent almost 40 years working here, and I'm seeing all kinds of faces from the past, and it's just, I never thought I'd see the day that it would close.
Anderson's last 23 years with Sacred Heart, he worked as a quality compliance coordinator.
So how did that Monday announcement hit you, and how have you been dealing with it?
Oh, it's at first it was incredulity, and then a little sadness and a little upset that they're just walking out. I don't know, and I'm sure there's good reasons, but, you know, unfortunate.
What about for the Chippewa Valley in terms of a lot of different ways people trying to step in, but it's going to be kind of a learning process?
Oh, more than a learning process, more than there's a resource problem, you know, with ER, psych beds, behavioral health, all of that.
Physical therapist Cynthia White had this reaction to Thursday's honor walk.
The reception's been wonderful. I was one of the first to walk out the door, and it's very emotional today. Today is officially my last day being on call and working for Sacred Heart Hospital in St. Joseph's. It's been wonderful working for them, and we're really going to miss it.
You've been a physical therapist with them for how long?
Over 17 years.
Have you enjoyed it?
Very much so. And as you can tell by the outpouring of support here and the many people that have come out, we're like a family, and we really are going to miss one another and working together. I think we worked well together.
What about what's in store for the Chippewa Valley in terms of the hole this leaves?
I think it's a real concern and something that we all need to pray about and come together with. Things are opening up, you know, for workers to have other jobs and meet some of those needs, but we're still going to miss. St. Joe's is really going to miss not having an emergency room in Chippewa Falls. And there's many services that I think people don't realize that these two hospitals gave to our communities.
And what's next for you?
Well, I'm taking a little sabbatical before I look for another job in physical therapy, help my kids with the grandkids for a few weeks, and see what opens up.
Again, after more than 135 years, Sacred Heart Hospital, St. Joseph's Hospital, closed in the Chippewa Valley as of Friday. And finally, on Thursday of this week, I sat down with the founder of the Christian Music Festival, OneFest, which this summer is moving from the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds to the Fest Grounds in Cadott. I asked Heather Flashinsky. Heather, here we are. We're already approaching April, so it's just, as we sit down to have this conversation, just over 4 months until OneFest. Hard to believe, huh?
Is it really?
That's probably kind of scary, right?
Yeah, I used to say that when we put a ticker on the website saying countdown, I didn't want to look at it because it was too nerve-wracking to know how far away it was.
I can understand. Well, OneFest 2024, the big thing about this is after all the years at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, the move to the Fest Grounds in Cadott, and you live in Cadott, so that's convenient.
It is. Maybe the plan? No. we actually have a farm just 2 miles away from there, so we're really close.
That's nice and exciting, but of course the Fest Grounds have hosted many events through the years, Rockfest and Country Fest, but now coming to, and really, I mean, I guess from the outside, kind of the understanding that you outgrew, you're very grateful, one would think, for the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, but the idea is getting bigger and better, right?
Right. God definitely brought people to OneFest, and the fact that we got to the point where we're like, oh no, we don't want to turn anybody away. We want people to be able to come. So where can we go from here? And the Fest Grounds was a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And so as your team continues to prepare for that, what are some of the challenges and opportunities that lie before you as you move to this brand new location for OneFest this summer?
I think that the opportunities is the space. Like, what can we do with this amazing complex that was built for 4 stages beyond the main stage and all the camping opportunities. And so what we've added as far as camping goes is that, one, there is so many places, so we definitely can accommodate lots more people who want to camp. But we also added glamping. And I don't know if you caught that on the website, but we're excited about that. And somebody finally actually joined us with the glamping, so somebody's going to do it, and we're excited. Even if it's only a few, we're going to have it there and showcase, and hopefully next year more people will be excited about that.
So glamping, like glamour camping, so tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so a company actually based out of Chippewa here called Canvas Town Events brings out a larger sort of tent, but it's not really a tent, if that makes sense. And then he puts in everything fancy, like air mattresses and a stand and electricity and air conditioning, and just makes it a whole like you're at a hotel, but in the middle of a campground.
Yeah, there you go. So you can learn more at one-fest.com. I wanted to just walk through the schedule with you and just kind of get, you know, some quick hitters about it. One in the afternoon, Honor and Glory is going to get things started on the main stage.
That's right. Honor and Glory. So you might recognize them more as Disciple, but they have a worship component with their Honor and Glory band. And so we're excited to have them because, yes, they're still like a hard rock Christian rock band, but they are definitely going to do more worship songs for that first set.
And you guys showed last year with Skillet as one of the headliners that OneFest is not afraid to rock, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then at 3, Stephen McWhorter, who's a great talent.
Yeah, so that's a fun story. I had a couple people reach out to me saying they really thought he was a great, had a great voice and a great story. And so when we reached out, we were like, well, we haven't really heard of him around here, but amazing voice. And just, I hope that everybody really sits down and enjoys his music.
Yeah. And then again, on this first day of OneFest, August 2nd this year, Evan Kraft at 5 o'clock. We played a lot of his music here on WWIB.
Oh, I love Evan Kraft's music, and I'm. It just speaks to me. All right, is it Be All Right?
Mm-hmm. Be All Right.
Be All Right and Desperado. Mm-hmm. Oh, so great! And the fact that he reaches multiple people, and he's bridging that gap of Latino and white Caucasian, right. I guess, or country,
yeah.
Runner, you know.
Sure.
And so I love that fact that he's just got that bridge going.
And then on Friday, August 2nd, OneFest, the opening day, Ann Wilson, a former New Artist of the Year and certainly a rising star in CCM.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about, I read her book, and as I read her book, she was talking about how God was leading her towards music after her brother passed away, but they financially couldn't make that move to Nashville at the time, and they were just praying about it, and it just so happened that the week end of OneFest, number one, 2018 was the week that God provided her with a financial contribution that gave, got her to that. And so for me, reading that book, I'm like, oh my goodness, that she's got to come to One Fest just because of that. Even if it doesn't matter to anybody else, it matters to me.
She's got a lot of stories for sure, and some great tunes. And then Jeremy Camp, the Friday night headliner, and this is 4 years after the original intention for the One Fest that didn't happen in the pandemic year of 2020.
Yeah, it was sad, right, when we had to postpone that from 2020. And he wasn't able to do 2021 or 2022 because he was, I think, on a cruise. So glad to finally have him coming in 2024.
And then looking ahead to Saturday, I mean, again, after Friday, I mean, that's just a great list of artists there. And then with the glamping or the camping or wherever you're going to stay here at the Fest Grounds in Kadot, then it starts with Rare of Breed at 1 in the afternoon. Fill us in.
Rare of Breed, he's rare. I mean, he's got this hip-hop country vibe going, and just I think he'll just resonate with a lot of people. So this and is he'll be fun.
This is a male vocalist who goes by Rare of Breed.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right. Well, why not, huh? And then 3 in the afternoon, a lot of people excited that Britt Nicole's going to be here.
Yeah, when I was looking for another female to bring in, my goal was to find somebody that would be really appealing to the younger female generation. Britt, she's got it. She's hip-hoppy, excited, and has some really good tunes. So,
a bit of a turn toward country with Rhett Walker at 5 on Saturday, August 3rd at One Fest.
How could we not have country?
Yeah, for sure.
Rhett's got great music as well, and he keeps coming out with more great stuff. So.
Yeah, and lately, Man in the Middle Cross has been a big hit. And then 7 o'clock at night, 10th Avenue North, and they got the band together just in time to return to One Fest and hoping and praying for better weather this time, right?
Yes, better weather. And, coming back together, that's exciting because specifically exciting for One Fest because I heard at the CFA, which is Christian Festival Association, everybody was a little jealous that we were the first ones to be able to have them. So it's pretty special to bring them back. They were there the first year at the fairgrounds. Now they're the first year at the Fest Grounds. And so they're just kicking us off, and we're looking forward to a full set this time.
Yeah, for sure. 6 years later. And as you mentioned, books by artists like you had read Ann Wilson's book, Mike Donahue mentioned One Fest in his book.
He did. Unfortunately, he didn't say One Fest, but he said a festival in Chippewa Falls. Right, so if you read his book, which is amazing as well, I guess I'm a big reader. Mm-hmm. I would read his book.
And then, looking forward to Mike and 10th Avenue North. That's probably the one I'm looking forward to as certainly, but always, everybody's always looking forward to the Saturday night headliner, Toby Mac, 9 o'clock. What a great get for One Fest.
Amazing. And, I think because he's got that staying power, he's been with us for many, many years, and he keeps pulling out new, amazing songs. And this year with his, what's his latest hit?
Faithfully.
Yes. Awesome. I mean, that one is reaching a lot of people because it went through a hard time the last few years. And so bringing that music and that inspiration to light has been great this year.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a great lineup. I just wanted to walk through that with you, the founder of One Fest, Heather Fleshinsky. And again, we encourage people to get their tickets. But again, just as we wrap up, I mean, you're certainly always looking for volunteers. But what about what do people do if they want to volunteer or want to get tickets for One Fest?
Either way, one-fest.com, our website, you can either click on the volunteer link or you can click on the ticket link. And don't forget, there's all those fun extras from camping to meet and greets to pit passes. That's the other benefit of this grounds is that there's plenty of opportunities laid out amazing for festivals. And far as reserve seats, don't second guess and not get those. Get those reserved seats because you're going to really be thankful that you did.
Fantastic. Heather, thanks so much. And we'll all together hope and pray for great weather for August 2nd through the 4th at One Fest.
Yes.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
One Fest founder Heather Fleshinsky, a conversation I had with her this past Thursday as One Fest, the Contemporary Christian Music Festival, a little bit later on your calendar, August 2nd through the 4th, and a different location, this time shifting to the Fest Grounds in Kadot. Before that, recognizing the closing of HSHS Hospital, Sacred Heart in Eau Claire, and St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, with comment and reaction after the honor walk this past Thursday at Sacred Heart in Eau Claire, with a similar honor walk occurring outside St. Joe's early yesterday afternoon on the day that both hospitals closed. And we leave you with something a little bit different.
This is some of the applause that was going on in Eau Claire on Thursday during that honor walk as these employees, past and present, came out of the hospital after a mass had been held at 11 in the morning at Sacred Heart, and they were recognized by various emergency vehicles, EMS personnel on hand, and numerous citizens thanking them for their service. We thank them as well. Here on WWIB and WOGO, Chippewa Valley This Week, I'm Mark Halvert.